During the Ein Yaakov, we're up to Daf Nun Amud Aleph in the Gemara Brachos, page Ayin Tes Amud Beis in the standard editions of the Ein Yaakov. On the top right corner, you'll see it says page 158. We're holding the middle of the page where you have the big letters Kuf Tes Zayin. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Minayin Shafilu Barin Shabnei Iman Amru Shira Alayam. How do we know that even the fetuses in their mother's wombs sang in praise of God when we were standing by the sea? At the period of Exodus when we left Mitzrayim, Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Makelot b'chu Elokim Hashem im kol Yisrael," and the congregations bless Hashem from the root of Israel. What's the root of Israel? Mikol Yisrael. The root of Israel is the babies. That's the Mikol Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is now going to tell us a fantastic thing. Gimel dvarim sach li Suriel sarapnim. There's this angel called Suriel, and he's an angel that's called sarapnim. He's in charge of the inner courtyard, so to speak, in heavens. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, there are three things that he said over to me. Number one, Al titol chalukha shachit miyad ha-shamash v'tilbash. In the morning, don't take your robe. They used to be dressed in robes. And the servant would be standing by the bed to hand him his robe. So he told him in the morning, don't take your robe from the servant, but rather hang it where you could take it yourself and wear it. And if you have a servant who's standing there ready to wash your hands, pour the water over your hands in the morning, if he hasn't washed his hands, don't let him wash your hands. And we said there was this drink, this alcoholic drink they used to drink in the morning called asparagus. And that drink, which we saw on the previous page, the Gemara told us that was the first drink they drank before they ate anything, and it was considered a healthy drink. So he said, when you take that cup, give it back to whoever gave it to you. Mipnei shetachsifat, because of shetachsifat. What is tachsifat? Tachsifat is a band of demons that they're standing and waiting. V'amrila istalignit, and some say it's a different type of group of angels, shel malachei chabalam, mitzapin lo la'adam. These group of whatever beings they are standing and they're waiting. V'omrim, and they say, matay yavo adam liyadi lidei echad madvrim halalu v'ilached. When will a person do one of these things? And when he does that, then they could take him over. So these actions, for whatever reason, in the spiritual world, give potential for harmful spirits to harm a person. So what's the logic behind any of this? At first glance, we don't see any logic. What's going on here? It seems like a whole Kabbalistic Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said a Kabbalistic incantation and went up to the heavens. And when he was there, so he was taught all kinds of different Kabbalistic concepts. So you read Kabbalah when you have 5 minutes to understand what's being said, you're not going to understand. If you have an hour, then you need someone else other than me to teach it. But if you have 5 minutes, at least we read the words, but we don't understand what's going on here. And we'll pick up next week over here with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who follows up, and he gives us more advice that the angels gave him. That's advice that we wouldn't be able to pick up on our own. Obviously, if the angels have to teach this, then our logic can't figure out why this is problematic. An angel tells him, I'm telling you, it's in your best interest to do this way. So, okay, we'll pick up here next week.